The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WWDB 860 AM. This is Joe Dougherty, and welcome to Co-op Radio. And I'm happy to have on the program Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino. They're the directors of the Philly Labor Retirees Benefits Program. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here on this beautiful, sunny, warm day here in the Delaware Valley. At least it is inside the studio. Brian, tell me what you guys do. Tell me, although I know, because what I'd like to tell everybody about before I go into it, Brian, Philly Labor is a platform that provides the Philadelphia area labor community and the labor force with, news, information, programs, resources, and we have a retirees platform, and these gentlemen are the directors of our new program that we're launching, which is why we're having the broadcast here, and the broadcast Co-op Radio gives us the opportunity to introduce the Delaware Valley to new programs and programming and potential long-term programs. So, having said that, Brian, tell me a little bit about what you guys do for retirees and tell us about your benefits and all those things.
No problem. Well, Anthony and I work as partners. We're financial advisors. We work in the Fort Washington area. Just for today's program, we're not going to really talk about the firm too much because of legalities and
sure,
what have
of course.
You. But as far as our approach when it comes to retirees, first of all, about 98% of our clients are anywhere from 60 to probably 68, something like that. So, and one of the primary things that him and I do is we do Social Security workshops.
Okay.
And these Social Security workshops are informative in nature, but they really direct people towards how to maximize their Social Security benefits, how to go about taking their benefits in the ways that are most efficient and most effective, but also how to implement those benefits into an overall retirement plan.
Now, it certainly is a comprehensive program. We're going to get to the individual aspects of it. Why don't we tell people a little bit about ourselves? So, Brian, tell me a little bit about your background, and then Anthony, you follow, please.
Well, way back when I was in my mid-20s, I started out in the financial arena working with one of the gentlemen who is a principal at the firm we work at.
Okay.
Did that for a few years, loved it. But was young and restless and wanted to get into business myself and do
I decided to take
everything.
the long road,
yeah,
right?
Decided to take the long road, ended up going into business for myself and as you're well aware of,
yeah. Right? By the way, I want to for transparency purposes, let everybody know Brian's my brother, so I probably know a lot of the answers to these questions.
Yeah, but and actually business partner as
right,
well.
Exactly.
So actually, Joe and I launched our first businesses at that time, and we're talking 20 years ago.
Right.
Just had a lot of zeal for that, and did that for better part of 20 years. Then about four or five years ago, one of the principals of the firm that we're with contacted me on LinkedIn. So everybody knows that's LinkedIn. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's a good platform.
Oh yeah.
Worked for us and got together, saw the vision for the firm they have, and we were in transition at that time with our business, the one business that we were involved in, and started to work my way back into this field. And so now we're, 4 or 5 years later, and we're starting to really get in stride, and things are going pretty good.
Anthony, tell me a little bit about your background in the field.
Sure. My financial career, I guess, started back when I graduated high school back in the early 90s. My father's a prominent CPA in Chester County. And I did some short form accounting, and we actually started our own business doing rapid refund loans. And after a couple of years of doing that, I actually decided to venture out and start working with one of the largest mutual fund companies in the country, or actually in the world now, Vanguard. So I was there for about 13 years going through their, 401k program, administering their 401ks, and left there in 2010 and worked with another financial company that was what they call captive. It was non-captive. So basically what that means is the company, if you're captive, you can only sell products from that company that you work for. So I found a company that was not captive, and I could pretty much sell products to my clients from any, carrier that was out there or what have you. So I spent that 5 years before I joined Thrive back in 2015. And, Brian and I got together and we're doing, these workshops for, retirees, and it's been onward and upward from there.
Fantastic. You mentioned, would you say, captive or not? What's the term?
So captive, we work for a captive agency. That means you're only selling
their products.
You're only selling their products, which, of course, is not always the best interest in the client.
Right.
So that's where we're at now. Since we're non-captive, we can
offer the best products in the market.
Absolutely, for our clients, yep.
When you analyze, and I'll talk to both of you, when you analyze a client's portfolio, when you're starting the process, what is your main goal?
So first and foremost, the folks that we talk to are primarily interested in Social Security and how to go about that in the optimal way. So we start with that. And we usually provide for folks a complimentary report as it relates to how to maximize their Social Security benefit. And that's an interesting process because, no two clients are the same. You have a situation where if you have a husband and wife, their birthdays, the year and the month they're born, the government has mortality tables that are actually unique to every single one of those dates. So you end up, really having to go through, finding out what works best for the client first. And then once we have that information, we extract what we need from it. And then if the clients are, engage us in the concept of trying to really optimize their whole retirement plan, we'll take that information, we'll implement it into, an analysis that will show them how to put a plan together that will give them the highest degree percentage-wise of success for their plan.
So do every client or potential client, they have unique situations. Is the goal always to look into maximizing their return in regards to investment, or there are a lot of different reasons, there are a lot of different types of clients with a lot of different types of needs?
Yeah, that's it. When everybody we sit down is different. So when we do the Social Security Maximization Report, we find a lot of times that it may say, okay, to maximize your Social Security, you take it at this
sure.
age. What we find out is clients may not want to wait that long. They may want to take a little bit earlier. They may want to retire a little bit earlier. So the whole scale of when people want to retire and start drawing off for income is different with each client. So that's the goal, is to try to maximize if they want to take retirement or Social Security a little bit earlier, what do we do as far as, maybe filling in any gaps that they may have by doing that and missing out on, the extra income by waiting a little bit longer.
Are most clients naive to the system?
Absolutely. We find that the stereotypical client that we sit down with, first of all, remember something. It's been probably, 30 or more years where the pension plan's been really going by the wayside.
Right.
We know that, having union affiliation and whatnot.
Sure.
Fortunately, most of the union people we know still have it, but most of the white-collar folks that we meet don't have it. That being said, what a lot of people are just realizing now is that, I don't have that pension plan. Now I have to turn these assets, which they are usually saving in 401ks or IRAs, into income. and I don't know how long I'm going to live. So I need to figure out a good game plan for that. And so we find that most of the people we deal with are in that situation, and we help them to figure out, you know, what the margins based on, you know, what their desires are. And we try to always accommodate people's desires for when they want to do what and that. But we do sometimes have to advise folks that we may be able to do it that way, but it might be more optimal if you do it a different way.
All right. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino after the break.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years. And you know, I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness.
Get some rear security.
From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today,
right,
or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation, for us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
They just told us right away that we're gonna house you, we're gonna feed you, and every single one of his medical bills is just all taken care of.
They've saved my family from financial ruin. It allowed me and my wife both to focus on the most important thing, which was the health and well-being of our son.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes. And that's what makes St. Jude so magical.
At St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Doctors send us the toughest cases to be treated at St. Jude, and our patients come from all over the world.
When we come here, they told me, don't worry, everything's been taken care of.
We could never repay St. Jude for what they've given us.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
All right, welcome back to WWDB 860 AM. This is the Co-op Hour. I'm happy to have on the program the directors of the Philly Labor Retirees Benefits Program, Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino. Guys, one of the things that you guys do are, you know, are workshops, okay? And they're educational workshops, and they introduce individuals to the program. You've done them to, you know, for union members and retirees across the Delaware Valley. Tell me a little bit about the workshops.
So first of all, the workshops are kind of like a so we kind of refer to them as a little as like our nonprofit aspect of our business, in a sense, because, you know, we're members of a nonprofit called SOFA, Society for Financial Awareness.
Okay.
And basically, the mission for that nonprofit is to get out financial information to the general public that they're really hungry for.
So and to educate them. I mean, obviously, to educate
them. I mean, Social Security is one of the biggest. There's a, you know, a lot of people. Well, first of all, the reason being is because if you were to go to the Social Security Administration, even on their websites, we actually have internal memos they send out to their claims authorizers where they tell them, do not give advice. Okay, so it kind of leaves people out on their own.
So you mean to tell me that if I called the Social Security Administration, mm-hmm. okay, and I asked them, you know, for advice on, you know, so I don't know when to take my money out or whatever, what's going to
exactly.
You know, get my, you're telling me that that person who works there can't give me advice?
Yep, they're not allowed to give advice. There's liability involved with it. There's some speculation as to the fact that because there are strategies that can be taken where you could get more money out of the system.
Really?
You know, Social Security Administration doesn't want people to do that. I can't say that, you know, that's it. That's speculative in nature, but it does say that, you know, there is liability involved. And
they can't act as a financial advisor. Right. In other words, any way you cut it, they're walking a line.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that this is an interesting tidbit that we usually give people when we're in our workshops. There is a gentleman from the PBS Hour, writes for the PBS Hour, called named Lawrence Kolekoff, mm-hmm. and he's an economist. And he writes a lot about Social Security. And he actually befriended a claims authorizer who actually is in Philly, who actually writes a lot about what goes on behind the scenes at the administration as it relates to the claims authorizers.
Sure.
And a lot of people can't even believe the guy's still working there. But he's had internal strife himself because he's run into situations with people where they there was strategies, especially in particular, there with Social Security, there's a benefit for survivors.
Okay.
So, and there are many people who end up in a situation where they're what they call dually eligible or multiply eligible for different election choices when it comes to their benefits. And sometimes he actually writes in one article about how he had experienced. He said this was he made it. He made it he made the person anonymous, but he said that there was a situation he ran into where a woman came in and she was eligible for a survivor benefit, where the survivor benefit was $2,001 a month, and the worker benefit was $2,000 a month. So he was told to tell the woman
the options or whatever,
that she would get the highest of the two.
Okay.
Right? And so that's a strategy that's taken by them. So she did that. And what she did not realize, right, if she had...
had an advisor.
Well, is that in that situation, if she had taken... in that situation, it was $2,001 for her benefit and $2,000 for the survivor. So she took her own worker benefit and left the survivor benefit there because it was $1 more for her worker benefit.
Right.
What she did not realize was that had she taken the $2,000 for the survivor benefit, she could have left her benefit into the system and they could have collected what they call delay retirement credits until she was age 70. She was 62 at the time.
Wow.
That $2,001 could have been worth $3,520 a month when she was 70.
Wow.
And she would only given up $1 in order to have that.
Okay.
And the guy knew it, and he applied within the system to be able to go back to her and send her a letter so he could let her know this. And in that one instance, they actually let him do it.
Okay.
Right? But it...
Other than that...
Other than that, the vast majority of the time, they don't.
Well, I mean, that's, you know... In many cases, you look at that type of situation, it would almost be criminal not to. And I mean that, you know, in a, you know, slang way. But I'm just saying, certainly, had she not, and then she had an advisor there, she would have been able. She would have known that before she went in. Anthony, tell me a little bit if I'm going to go to a workshop. Give me a little bit of the itinerary at one of your workshops that somebody can expect.
Sure. Basically, our workshops, when we run them, we try to keep them anywhere between
7 and 8 hours.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Bring your sleeping bags. They were 9 hours. No, we try to keep them under 90 minutes.
Okay.
And it usually, you know, depends on the crowd. We wait till the questions for the end.
And you started at what time?
We start at 7 o'clock.
So I'm assuming what Brian, you get out of there about midnight.
Exactly.
I was just going to say the same thing. If we go over, it's my fault.
So I'll start off the presentation. I'll kind of, you know, welcome everybody to come, you know, welcome everybody. Thanks them for coming. And kind of go over, you know, some statistics about, you know, Social Security, how we're there for just the education purposes. You know, there's 10,000 baby boomers that turned 65 today. Happy birthday to them. And also, you know, 10,000 turn 65 every day for the next 12 to 15 years. So there's a lot of miseducation out there. But what we do is when we go through some of the stats and everything, I turn it over to Brian, you know, the first, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then he kind of goes to the nuts and bolts of the Social Security and how it works and how to file and all that stuff.
So, Brian, tell me a little bit about what you would say to individuals.
Well, it always starts out explaining the basics, okay? And... So there are some very subtle things when it comes to Social Security, even in the most basic things that people don't realize. And so we go through that. We explain what their PIA is, primary insurance amount. I mean, this is an acronym you're going to see everywhere. If you don't know what it means, you're going to be confused about what's going on. So we explain that. And then we get into the full retirement age and how they relate to each other. So basic things that interact with each other and in subtle ways are a little more complicated than you actually realize. And then we get into talking about the election choices and the possibility of strategies that could be put together depending on the circumstance.
When you're there, sort of the way we were talking about just in general knowledge, do you find that the clientele, the individuals that are coming to be educated have varying knowledge anywhere from, I mean, I'm just saying my common sense would be somebody comes in, they're absolutely not knowledgeable, but I'm sure you also get some pretty hip individuals in there.
You know, actually most of it's empirical. You know, most of them learned it through going through it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And whatever they know, okay. You know? And so, you know, we find people, you know, and then after the fact, you find out, you know, there's been plenty of people we've ran into that realized that they took the wrong benefit and they can't go back because you have 12 months.
Wow.
And if in that 12-month period, if you do go back, you got to pay the money back. So it's not a good look. Very few people can do it.
It's incredible.
But we have run into it, and that's not the funnest part, you know, of the job. I'll tell you that.
You mean breaking it when somebody raises their hand and breaking it to them that they've made a mistake they can't get out of?
It's happened. And, you know, we will do everything we can to, you know, usually like Anthony said, afterwards we'll stay. We bring plenty of cookies and granola bars and all that kind of stuff. Coffee and tea and all that, and we put the music on again, and we say, we're staying, we're going to hang, you got questions, we're going to answer them.
Right.
And that's when a lot of that comes to, you know, light.
So you do, as part of, so you have a obviously an introduction, like Anthony said, and then you give them some nuts and bolts, some information.
And then we get into the strategies and where it starts to get into a thinking man's game.
Right.
And so some of the things we present, and a lot of what's presented out there, is that you can maximize by, because Social Security provides multiple benefits and multiple strategies. And we always say, well, they provide the multiple benefits, but you got to come up with the strategies. And that's what we usually do. We talk about that. I mean, we can't really, because we actually use this Social Security maximization report that we offer to people complimentary because of the demand necessary. Because a lot of people want to know their own situation right then and there. And
you can't do it.
No, you can't do it, because life expectancy plays into it. The year and month you were born plays into it. Mortality tables, the difference in the age between spouses, how much each paid in, all play into it.
What an individual's work history is.
Absolutely. So, if one spouse paid in enough to get $1,000 a month benefit and the other one paid in enough to get $2,700 a month benefit, then their strategy most likely is going to, and they're like 5 years apart or 6 years apart in age, their strategy is going to most likely be different than two spouses that paid equal in, have about the same amount of benefit, and they're only a year or two apart.
And that would be natural. Once you get that education, I'm assuming you're going to get a number of people that obviously want to know their situation. They have personal questions, and that has to be, I mean, I'm assuming that comes at the end.
That's exactly what it is. And then, once we get past all that, though, then we pretty much tell people, so we feel like once we've given you this information, and you've digested that, now we're going to give you food for thought as to why we feel, to give you some motivation. Because so many people, when it comes to their financial life, life gets in the way.
Anthony, your impressions of a lot of the individuals that attend the seminars, what do you learn from them?
That's a great question. What we find a lot is we get a lot of husband and wives that come out for the most part, and we get those guys that sit back in the seat, with their arms folded, and like, okay, let's hear what you got.
Right.
But then you come talk to them afterwards, and like, wow, this, we've been to a couple of these, and this is the most information I've received, and we're just kind of finding from the spouses that maybe they didn't make the right choice, like Brian said. We get a couple of that, but a lot of it is, I'm coming into, because we kind of open it up to people who, are before that age 62. We find that 50% of people who file a claim at 62 years old, which is the earliest you could take it.
Right. And are they cheating themselves sometimes when they go in that early, or?
Most of the time, yeah. I mean, again, it depends on situation, depends on life expectancy. But we like to get those people in before they hit 62, before they make that, decision to file. And we see a lot of that as well. So we get people, I'm glad I came in. I was thinking about doing this, thinking about doing that. Now I know, and all that stuff. So you get a wide, gamut of people come out.
Now, do you have a lot of people, like you mentioned, people come out to the seminars, and you have the guy in the background and maybe a little seeming a little bit pompous, and you get skeptics, I'm sure. How often, when you start providing the education, because I actually just thought you just filed for it. In other words, you're 62 years old. I don't have a big financial background. Thank God Brian does. But my point is, how often do you turn people around to come in as skeptics and all of a sudden they're like, okay, I got, these are things I had no idea of.
More often than not, surprisingly enough, we do get those people that, even when they come in, what we do is we set it up where after they finish the workshop, we have them come back in to the office for, to continue the education process. We do a complimentary session for them. So they'll come in, and a lot of times we'll still get those naysayers at that time, still sitting back in the chair with their arms folded, and then you know, they start leaning forward halfway through the meeting, and they're like, you know what, this is something I need to pay attention to.
Sure.
Yeah.
We're going to have more with Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino, the Philly Labor Retirees Benefits Program, right after the break.
If you're injured and need rehabilitation to fully recover, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness in Center City, Philadelphia. If you're suffering from a diagnosed disease that is causing you great discomfort, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. They will provide transportation to and from their Center City office. If you are confused, if you are troubled by your medical challenges, or if you feel hopeless because others have made you feel that way, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step. A developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
All right, I've gone through all the tracks, just move through the beats. Do your thing.
All right, everyone, let's hear it for West High's own Brooke Turner, a.k.a. DJ Hook.
Scratching up my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. Okay, I went through the practice sessions. I slept good. I feel good.
We will now begin the test. Please take out your pencils.
I got this.
We're all good at something. Maybe it's breakdancing or skateboarding or video games. Whatever you're good at, you had the skills to make it happen. And those same skills will help us get to college. Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Start taking the steps at knowhowtogo.org.
I've got what it takes. So do you.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation, and the Ad Council.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
All right, welcome back to WWDB 860 AM. This is the Co-op Hour. We have Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino. They're the directors of the Philly Labor Retirees Benefits Program. We're talking about the seminars that you guys throw to educate individuals on Social Security and how to maximize your benefits. And very interesting because it seems to be a topic that so many people want to know about, obviously, but particularly when they realize they don't know a lot about it.
Absolutely.
What are some of the most popular questions that people ask at the seminars?
Well, obviously the number one thing that people want to know is there a way to maximize the benefit? What we talk about in the course, like I said, before in the last segment was that we show them the potential strategies, but then it comes down to their personal circumstance on which way they can go with it. But that's the number one thing everybody wants to know. They want to know, and here's, for example, if someone's a single person, right? They're not married. So it's not as complicated, but the maximization report that we provide for folks.
Or what is a maximization report?
Well, basically, you put in everyone's the three main drivers in that are number one, not just their age, but their birth date. Okay, the month and the year they were born, because it's based on government mortality tables. So you're going to try to tell someone that if you take your benefit, just for an example, at age 67 in 2 months, okay, which is the example we give in the workshop, you can actually get more from the system than if you took it at age 70, where everybody knows, and just so, well, we think everybody knows, but what happens is if you were to take a benefit at your full retirement age, which most folks right now, it's age 66, but if you were to wait and not take that benefit, okay, you'd be going past your full retirement age. The government provides what they call delayed retirement credits, which in essence for someone at age 66 today is basically about an 8% increase per year.
Would that be, you know, and this is, would that be because you're allowing them to hold on to that money and get interest on it?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it's also too, the government's trying to encourage people to have more for retirement, but also to keep stress off the system as well. They can hold on to funds more and longer. But obviously, now that ends at age 70. Okay, so at age 70, if your full retirement age was 66, by age 70, you'd have a 32% increase in that benefit. And that could be the difference between getting $2,500 and $3,000 a month, mm-hmm. right? Hmm. So, but what a lot of people don't realize is that because of life expectancy, and everybody's different, and the government realizes it, they have mortality tables that tell them, it's like going into a casino, they know the odds already, right? Right?
You're going to live, when you're 70 years old, you have less time to live.
Exactly. So, for a single person, now it's much more complicated if it's a married couple, because all those other variables that I mentioned before come into play. But for a single person, basically comes down to then, when were they born? Because they have mortality tables that say that person that month, and they actually change by month, okay, will live to age, the average person, say 60, you know, or no, 83 in 5 months, something like that. And so if you take that benefit at age 70 and you pass away at that time, you most likely will get less from the system than if you had taken it at, say, 62 or 67 or 68. And this is what this report helps people to find. If they're, I'll make it a simple
sure.
version of it now. Now, of course, if you take the benefit early, age 62, you're going to get a reduced benefit. And then there's other things that complicate matters then. But that's what this report really helps, because we aren't, we don't know those mortality tables. We don't have access to them. So the proprietary software that we have does, and it can figure out for folks exactly when to time that benefit, so that based on their life expectancy, they end up getting the most out.
So that's, Anthony, that's why they call it Social Security maximization.
Right, yeah, and to follow up on that, what we want to make sure that we're clear about is we're talking about lifetime benefits. Obviously, if you wait until 70, you're going to get the highest paycheck per Absolutely. Month. However, you're missing all those paychecks had you taken it before that.
Sure.
You know, so that's the balance, the delicate balance that we're dealing with, you know, when we sit down with people. With the maximization report, like Brian, touched on, we take, you know, their date of birth and basically take what their amount will be at their full retirement age and plug it into our software. Software takes husband and wife and figures it all out and says, okay, based on everything that we have here, the best time to take it to maximize your lifetime benefits. And even on the report, it says you could get, you know, an extra $100,000 out of benefits. And I say this in my workshop. You know what they say about retirement, right? Every extra $100,000 helps, right?
Right.
So you get $100,000 extra out of Social Security, that's $100,000 you don't have to take out of your 401k or your IRA.
And you get the extra $100,000 if you retire when?
That's what the report will tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When the optimal time.
Because if I can do it right now, let's get it rolling, man. And you have to be, this may be a stupid question, but you have to retire. I mean, in other words, when you go to file for this, you have to be done your work life. Is that what?
Well, yeah. If you continue to work while you're taking Social Security, depending on your age, you may have to pay back some of your Social Security benefit. So we touch on that in the workshop.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that's another big question.
Yeah. Let's get back to the questions.
Yeah. That's another big question we hear. Obviously, statistics say 50% of the people are taking their benefit at age 62. And, you know, the assumption with that is they need the money.
Right.
And we know for a fact, based on our experience, that that's not the reason for all of them.
Sure.
There's probably a large percentage of folks where it's not that. And so what a lot of folks don't realize is the government has in built into the system a process for where they check your income, whatever that income is, while you're working. And then they have thresholds. And if you, they have two different, they have what's called they have the lower threshold and then they have the higher threshold. And the lower threshold is the killer because it's the vast majority of people who take a benefit. So it basically lasts from age 62 until the beginning of the year that you're going to turn your full retirement age. And what happens during that period is if you make, for every $2 you make over $16,990, you end up getting $1 taken back off of you. And I mean, we had a woman in a couple of years ago who was a physician, very well to do, six figure income with seven figures saved. She had a financial advisor, and she had come out to one of our workshops, and she said she went back to her advisor, and he asked, "When do you think I should take my Social Security?" And he said, "It doesn't matter. Take it whenever," because she didn't need it. His assumption was just take it whenever, right? They figure they're just going to save it anyway. It's just going to get into the mix with the other assets.
Sure.
Well, what he did not realize was that based on these thresholds, six figures, okay, during that period, she was only 60 at the time, but she took it at 62, she would have gotten zero benefit until she turned her full retirement age. And then when she did get her benefit, finally, and they do pay it back to you, but what they do is they pay it back, spread out over from your full retirement age to your life expectancy.
Now, is this full retirement age, did you say 67?
Well, it's 66 for folks that are born between 1945 and 1954. And then after 1954, 1955, 56, 57, 58, 59, it's 2 months added to that. And then everybody who was born after 1960 and on, it's 67.
Anthony, somebody retires and they're bored. And they want to, even if they wanted to get some kind of a side job just to keep themselves, but can they work after they start collecting their benefits?
They can. Of course, again, it depends on their age. So if we're talking somebody who's over their full retirement age of 66 or, like we said, 67, depending on when they were born, then they can make as much money as they want without impacting their Social Security benefits.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So somebody could get out there and doesn't have to worry about anything coming, you know, money being, really.
And we see that a lot where, you know, we have people to come in, they're like 68 years old, and I'm like, I can't sit home anymore. I'm just bored out of my, you know what, you know?
Yeah.
So I want to get out and do something. So, you know, they get out, we got people to, you know, do part-time jobs, they, you know, umpire baseball games and
absolutely,
you know, all that stuff. So we do see that, but yeah, it happens. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to be we're going to have more with Brian and Anthony right after the break.
Meet the doctors of Weinerman Pain and Wellness located in Center City, Philadelphia. Dr. Albert Talone, with over 40 years of medical excellence, you're in good hands. Dr. Marco Polino, specializing in the treatment of medical disorders like fibromyalgia. And Dr. Brent Weinerman, the ultimate medical professional who will treat you with an unconditional commitment to surpassing your highest expectations. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainAndWellness.com. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Introducing the YMCA. What, you already know the why? Or so you think. Sure, you know the why for a swim, a workout, even a game of hoops. But did you know we're more than that? We're a cause. When you take your jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Take a cardio class while kids are in an after-school enrichment program. Practice your downward-facing dog as a teen practices her leadership skills. That's the Y. We work with people no matter their age, income, or background and give them the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive, all with one simple goal in mind, to strengthen our community. And we've got so much more that does just that. So while you might think of the Y as that place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. Introducing the Y. We're so much more than a place. We're a cause. Visit ymca.net/more.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement.
Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to WWDB 860 AM. It's Co-op Radio, and we're talking to Brian Dougherty and Anthony Mascherino, retirees benefits program for PhillyLabor.com. And Anthony, we were talking during the break about so when you have the workshop, it's the Social Security maximization about 75%, but also the 25% of it is about retirees. Tell me what the other 25% is about.
Yeah, so like the other 25% towards the end, when after Brian does his nuts and bolts of everything, I step in and talk about retirement plans. And we find out that a lot of people, even though they come out and do their Social Security maximization report, there's other things that they need help with on the financial level. So we talked about earlier in one of the segments that we mentioned about filling in income gaps and stuff like that.
Sure.
So what we actually found out, there's a statistic out there that says 22% of current financial advisors are not well-versed on Social Security.
Sure.
So we like to think of ourselves as – we like to use the analogy of baseball. You have your starting pitcher who goes, you know, six, seven innings.
Sure.
And then you have your relievers that come in and your closer at the end, right?
Sure.
So a lot of people we meet with have advisors already. They already have their plans set up and everything's good to go. What we do is we do complimentary sessions. So we'll sit down and we'll say, listen, let's look at everything that you have because your advisor did a great job getting you 3%, 4% every year, and here's where you are at this point.
Right.
But now
the bottom of the ninth is coming up.
Exactly. Right. So we want to take as much risk off the table as possible. So that's what we look at when we talk about the retirement plans, because we tell people, look, risk is for people who don't have what you have. You know, you've basically already won the game. Stop playing. You know right. what I mean? So we get into a lot of that stuff so we can kind of get them through, you know, into the sunset, you know, making sure that they're not, because a lot of people, when they sit down, it's, you know, I don't want to lose any of the money that I made over the over these years. So we have software that shows them where we can actually decrease their risk while possibly keeping them at the same return level or maybe even higher. You know, so to talk to somebody and say, oh, I can get more reward with less risk, that's crazy. But we have software that we could probably, you know, work with them to show them that it is possible.
You know, when you're in that position as financial advisors, it's got to be a heck of a responsibility to, you know, you have this individual's, you know, their retirement in your hands a lot. And this is a big part of they've earned this income.
Absolutely. I mean, that's actually one of the things that weighs the most on us. I mean, we think about that a lot. 99% of our clientele are folks who are going into retirement, have already saved assets, and
they need to squeeze every ounce out of that orange.
And actually, just a quick little correction. You had said 22%. It's 22% of advisors are competent when it comes to Social Security,
I was going to say that's a pretty good average.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you're saying is, you know, 22%, only 22% know about Social Security maximization.
So, like, one of the biggest questions folks have is, well, what are you guys getting out of this? Right? And that's important for them to know.
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, we do. This is a non-for-profit aspect of our business in the sense that we do not get paid for this. We provide a lot of Social Security maximization reports that we don't get paid for.
And I was going to say, how much does it cost for somebody to attend one of these seminars?
It costs nothing.
It's free.
It's free. But, of course, what our hope is, and we've built a nice practice based on this, is that people will see how knowledgeable we are. We go the extra mile learning, getting certifications when it comes to Social Security and all these types of things, fiduciary licenses, all these things you have to do to become knowledgeable about things so you can sit and talk to people and provide value to them.
Sure.
Right? Just to do that. We get in front of them. We give them what they want to know, completely on the house. And we know, and we've done this enough times to know, once people see you're knowledgeable, they start asking you questions in general about things.
Exactly. You've educated them. Now how do you put them in that position?
Exactly. And then they say, oh, this guy seems to know what he's talking about. And Anthony, he ends up the workshop talking about, let's give you some food for soul. Because once you see the impact of what some of the things, and I was getting to that when I was talking about when we get through the Social Security nuts and bolts and strategies and whatnot, then we just aim to give people a bunch of food for thought. Right. To say, listen, do you know how much Medicare is going to cost you? Okay. They're stunned when they see that it's going to cost in the first 20 years of retirement $250,000 or more. Okay. If you were to save $500,000 in your retirement, would you ever believe that you're going to spend $250,000 of it on Medicare, on your medical?
Wow.
You know, and on Medicare as it is, and your supplement. So we give them that food for thought. And then we say, listen, our hopes is that you start to put together a plan to do that. You not only maximize your benefit, you're up against more than that. You're going to have to actually think about constructing your financial plan when you go into retirement in order to support all those things. And then Anthony starts to to really go down that road.
Mm-hmm. So you've completed the seminar, and people, obviously it's great. You educated them. Now they want to look at, you know, what their potential is. What is the process after that, you know, for them to, because listen, you just have resources and products that allow them to actually, you know, not only get educated, but actually to go in a direction that works for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when we close out the seminar, basically at the beginning, we give a folder that has information about us. We actually have a calendar in the paper, and they can actually circle dates and times that they want to come in to go over their report and all that stuff. So we reach out to them when they circle their date and say, okay, we got this date, we locked in, we'll get you in for a meeting, and then
right. It kind of reminds me of that commercial. I forget what commercial where the guy says, no, I'm just a dental consultant. In other words, you know, you teach them how to do these things, but you can actually make it happen. You're right. Not there just right. to educate them. And then they say, well, how do I get in that position? You're like, right. Oh, I was just telling you that information. You actually have the products right. that can make it happen.
Absolutely.
And they will meet with Brian and I. Some people come up and say, well, who are we going to meet with? Well, Brian and I will actually do the meetings with them.
Yeah. So.
Contact information if anybody wants to get in touch with you guys.
So Anthony and I both have business direct numbers. Mine's 215-804-9708. Anthony's is 484-206-4200. It doesn't matter to us whichever one you use. We work together exclusively. We also have a website that you can go to if you want to come out to one of our workshops. It's socialsecurity-in-pa.org. You can go there. You can sign up. Our next workshop is actually in 10 days mm-hmm. on the 25th, Thursday the 25th of this month.
Location?
It's going to be at the Southampton Library, mm-hmm. and it's on Street Road, mm-hmm. right? And you'd love to have people out.
Certainly, you know, definitely an education for me because, you know, certainly it's important information that people need. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today on WWDB 860 AM on the Co-op Hour. I want to thank our guests, Anthony Mascherino and Brian Dougherty, Philly Labor Retirees Program Directors. Gentlemen, fantastic show. And we will talk to you next time.